Emmanuel means God with us. While God wants to be with us, the big question we need to ask ourselves, are we with Him? Hi, this is PC Matthew and my wife Sibi Matthew. We would like to take you on a journey through the season of Lent as to how we can be with Him in all walks of life.
Day 33. To be with Him in my shopping. We live in a time when needs are created by the advertisers of products. In many homes, people have bought a lot of stuff that they rarely use, and it adds to the accumulated junk in their home. When we shift our homes, we generally find several things that we had even forgotten to use. It was there, but we never used it. I do not know if you resonate with this. This has happened to us as well. Unless we check on what is a real need versus a created want, we can be trapped in spending God-given resources on several non-essentials. Sometimes it is possible to think of certain things as a need because we feel it would really help our children or it would help us. But very soon we find it accumulating dust. When I used to visit the Gulf for Vacation Bible School, in many homes I found a good high-end keyboard. In some homes it was just a showpiece, as it was bought with an aim to see their children engaging in playing music. Though the intention was very good, it never served its purpose and it had just become a decorative piece. With online shopping and e-money, impulsive buying is on the rise. There is a scripture portion that I would like to highlight as to how we can seek Him in our shopping. Jesus said, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal." Matthew chapter 6 verses 19 and 20. Storing up treasures in heaven is a matter of spending your money here for the right purposes. A story is told of a man who went to heaven and found that he had a very small tent as his home, while many of the apostles had great palaces. He was really upset with Jesus and he protested that there was discrimination even in heaven. And then the angels replied, "With whatever material you had sent up, we could only build this house for you." What we invest here on earth gathers for us our treasure in heaven, and this realization must keep us away from unwanted investments. The other scripture is about contentment. "But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that." 1 Timothy chapter 6 verses 6 and 7. Even many godly people fall into the trap of accumulating and indulging in the sin of covetousness. Keeping our eyes fixed on our pilgrim journey will help us to keep ourselves light-weighted in this world. One of the habits that were practiced in my home of origin was to stand near the door and pray before we leave the house for anything. And this was adopted into our home, and this helped us to pray about everything that we wanted to buy. Seeking God for everything has become a way of filtering what is needed and what is not. Not that we have attained any level of perfection, but I press on towards the goal to become more content and less impulsive. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, in a time and age when there is so much temptation to accumulate and add to our wish list, give me the grace not to invest into anything that is not in your purpose for my life. Guide me and be with me, even in my shopping, so that I can do your will. In Jesus' name, Amen.
We hope today's meditation has been a blessing. Please pass it on and bless someone today. These meditations are also available at urbanindia.org. Thank you. God bless you.